My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. You can hit that rewind feature of the Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official eating and cooling company of the Junkies. Bish is back, and Drabby's back. And Drab was going to go to two places, Ocean City and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because listeners actually provided condos for him.
The ultimate hookup. If there was an anti-Jason vacation, I found it. Let me tell you.
The opposite.
You didn't go to Pebble Beach, first class.
First class Pebble Beach, and then 5 days in Napa Valley.
Right. And by the way, you didn't go to wineries. You did have one thing in common, benefactors,
yeah. Shout out to P1s. I mean, it always comes down to Junkies tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Mike, who has a condo in Ocean City, great guy. Let me stay at his place right on the beach for 3 nights.
Now, is he complete, like prior to this, complete stranger? You had never met
him? Both of them complete strangers. Met him at a Home Depot parking lot in Gaithersburg.
And it's just a guy that called in and said, hey, I got a place.
Sent a DM.
Does he normally rent it out? And it was just
rents
wasn't?
Out, yeah, I think all the time.
And it just wasn't rented?
It was open this week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good hookup there.
And so where was the condo?
94th Street.
It was Bayside?
No, Oceanside. Right on the, couldn't have been
right
closer.
Next to the Princess Royale.
Like you walk the balcony was on the beach.
Oh, that's great.
It was
so your beach front.
That's
beach
two. Front, that's yeah. Two streets away from where my condo was for
right.
Where 10 was yours? Years. 92nd Street, right on the beach. Well, not right on the beach, but
a good spot.
Oceanside,
as far as Ocean City is concerned.
You should have gone to that old crab factory.
You were right
called.
Next to which Lombardi's,
one? Huh?
Oh, yeah, I saw Lombardi's. Yeah,
the crab factory. Did you? That's where you
there's
tried to go.
100 crab factories.
No, there's one right there by where Jason is.
It was right next to Bowl on the Beach.
Uh-huh.
Which was recommended to you from Valdez. Valdez gave you many recommendations.
I know.
For Ocean
I heard
City.
He played my. I was getting messages all week long. Valdez played my audio on the air. People saying Drab's having the worst vacation.
Yeah.
Look, I made the best of it. I fired Valdez. He was terminated as my travel agent.
No. I dropped him as a client.
Monday evening.
Can I say this though about taking your kids out to eat? This is just my guess. When you have 2 3-year-olds that are almost 4,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to take them to a fancy restaurant, which is going to have a wait. Like, you're probably almost looking for a McDonald's. Give them a happy meal.
They don't really have those.
But they don't really have those.
Yeah, but trust me, these aren't fancy restaurants. They just have a lot of activities for kids.
Yeah.
Keep them occupied.
And everyone kept recommending the same 3 restaurants. Rope Walk, Tail Chasers, Fish Tails. I don't know.
But they all Dead have Freddy's. Lines.
Massive parking lots with 1,000 cars in them. Look, maybe I'm an idiot. I've never been to Ocean City before. I didn't expect it to be chaos to find a place to eat.
Mm-hmm. I told you. In the middle of summer. It's the middle of summer. Every place is so crowded.
You know where I should have gone? Lido Pizza.
Right.
That would have been great. Something like that. But so I spent 3 days there.
Well, hold on. What were your impressions of Ocean City? I mean, it's
a dump. I don't know how to polish that turd.
Really? Okay?
It's a place is a dump, but I see the charm in it. Not the condo that I was staying in. I don't want to sound ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
The city as a whole, it would just take. It's not what I like romantic beaches. You know, like
it's not the Caribbean.
It's chaos. What do you want me to say? It's chaos there.
Yes.
It is. Middle of summer.
A billion people.
Even on 94th Street, it's super crowded. Like when you.
It's a little better further north.
When you sit down on the beach with your two daughters, how close are people around you?
5 feet away?
Yeah.
That's right, so close.
5 feet away. Yeah.
So close.
You feel like you're taking their sand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's first week of August. I mean, there's going to be tons of people down
there. What time did you go out to the beach? I need to know this.
I go to the beach from 4 p.m. to 5:30.
Oh, you do 1.5 hours?
Yeah, then I'm done.
That's plenty.
Yeah, it's plenty of time.
With you.
These guys, I can't believe these people. I'm watching them out my window when my kids wake up. They're going to the beach at 7 a.m. Oh. They're leaving at 7 p.m.
They're going before that to put their chairs out.
Yeah, I've never seen. And they're just hammered. They're just people are hammered stumbling back to their cars or their condos, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, they do post up early.
Yeah,
but it's a terrible sunburn.
Some people said it's the Olympics. It's the really Ocean City Olympics. Yeah. Yeah. Get up early and get your tent and your chairs.
I think people sleep on the rainy days, though. It rained one of the days. It was misty.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting burned. There's nobody out there.
So you went out to the beach on a rainy day?
That's when I could get some space.
I went to the beach to run around.
Can I tell you that?
When you're a parent, mine's older, 7. But a lot of your goal as a parent is just to get through the day and get them to sleep as early as possible.
Keep in mind, my wife wasn't there. It was just me and two toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot.
You're just looking for activities.
I would have given the two toddlers two iPads.
You're just looking for activities to tire them out.
We had a couple smash hits, alley-oops, or alley-oop, whatever it is. That was fun.
What's alley-oops?
It's like Dave and Buster's.
All right.
And let me tell you the worst place up there, though. Everyone raves. I got a million messages. This place sucks. Assateague Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you can see all the wild horses.
It's just
boring as hell.
Couldn't be more boring. First off, you got to stop at the dumb visitor center. They charge you $25 per car.
Yeah.
My kids definitely don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to hype up these horses. By the way, they say they're horses. I'm sure they're horses. They're little tiny ponies that, like Brett rode that are pooping on the side of the road. That's the beauty of Assateague Island.
It's weird.
You sit in line for an hour to get into this dumb island.
I could have saved you the $20.
I wish you would have.
Ocean City was before Lancaster.
It was before. That was early in the week, yeah.
So then,
by the way, hold on. Well, hold on. Before we get to Lancaster.
I'm just saying the bar is set low, so Lancaster's going to be a smash.
Lancaster's butt boring. I mean, I don't know what he did.
The kids probably
been there
the
a million
rides.
Times. My dad liked to go there. It was like a retreat almost to get away for a couple days. So there's nothing to do in
that
Lancaster.
That was the Bickle family vacation.
It wasn't our family vacation. My dad would do like weekends there. He would take us there for a weekend. And it's miserable.
But you guys weren't going to the theme park.
Getting back to Assateague, I've had a condo down there for 12 years.
Yeah.
I didn't go one time.
I went one time. My wife and I drove through. My girls were young,
really grew up there. I didn't go once.
We took my kids one time as drive through, and I was like, really? This is all it is? It's nothing.
For the record, I recommended Rehoboth over Ocean City because they have fun land and some.
Look, they're all kind
easier
of
to navigate.
They all repeat. The whole city's repeated every mile.
Ocean City's got the same thing. I mean, you just got to go down to the end of the boardwalk. They got
Sunsations, Fractured Prune, Candy
Kitchen.
More crowded, it's all the same thing over and over
and
over.
There's more people.
Well, if you were beachfront, that's pretty great, man. Like, you hear the water. You open up the windows and hear the water. Oh, that dude. And you could sit on the balcony and just kind of watch the waves and chill if you wanted.
He can hear the water from a sound machine that he has in his kids'
room. I don't know.
Room.
I love that.
Here are a couple of my low lights.
All right.
First off, the guy who's, I don't want to put his business out there, Mike, he was having surgery this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting me stay in his condo, so I'm trying not to bother him with dumbass. The one thing he told me is dogs are not allowed, but of course I asked to bring Oakley.
Okay.
My huge 140-pound Rottweiler. He said, just make sure that he's quiet so people don't cause a fuss. Oakley's like growling at the door. I'm like, I can't deal with this guy. Get in the bedroom. We're going out to dinner. Get in the bedroom. Go to dinner. It's the whole chaos, the rope walk, bad monkey, whole thing. I come back. What do you think happens?
Whole place is destroyed. The bedroom.
He shredded the door in the bedroom of this guy's condo that I'm staying in for. It looked like they filmed Deadpool and Wolverine in my bedroom.
So God. What are you going to do?
I had to tell the guy. I mean, yeah, I told him at the end of the trip.
Yeah, but you have to replace that.
I know. I got to pay for a new door in a condo I stayed in for free.
You got to. What did he say? Was he bitter?
He's a P1, so he was super nice about it. I'm sure he's bitter.
Yeah, you got to pay for that, dude.
I offered. He said, right now, there's. Don't worry about it.
Oh. He destroyed the door?
Do you have a picture of the destruction?
Did you send a picture to him?
I
sent a picture to
it's
him.
It's worse than just painting it again.
So he was scratching at the door trying to get out?
Yeah, claw marks trying to get out. Yeah. He was trying to get out of the bedroom.
Well, you brought a monster to the beach.
He's 7 years old. Dumb dog. When is he going to figure it out? Mm-hmm. You've never been more right about the dogs and when you have children.
Yeah.
Take them up to the top of that condo and throw them off.
Yeah, right.
Sorry to all you dog lovers out there.
Yeah.
I used to be one.
Yeah.
Man, he destroyed the
door. When you have kids, dogs are...
This is when I fired Valdez. He begged me to go to Frontier Town. It's a little cowboy and Indian place where they put on shows for you.
It's awesome.
I've never.
It's a west. It's like a. It's
have
like
you
a,
heard of it?
No.
Western city. You
well,
do.
I never have, did any of this.
They have train. They have train robberies. That they have guys acting
kids
like
are,
it's like it's the Western.
Kids aren't even four. They're not going to understand the roles. Like, what's going on?
They're showing a reenactment of Tombstone. That was okay. Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. My kids
too young
three.
For that.
Yeah.
You know what they want? They want a merry-go-round.
Yeah, they want a merry-go-round.
Yes.
You know what? This is what I figured out. Drab's kids are simpletons.
They really are.
They're too young.
The train was broken.
You're going to send them to a Civil War reenactment next?
Dude, no. We bake in the sun for an hour in this dumb dirt lot waiting for the cowboy show to start with the fake guns and everything.
Oh, that must have sucked.
Oh, it's the worst place besides Aztec Island. The gun show starts at 3 o'clock. At 3:02, my kids are screaming at the top of their lungs in front of 200 people because the guns are so loud.
They're scaring.
Everyone else is like 7, 5-year-olds.
Right.
My kids are covering their ears screaming. I'm walking out of there with two kids underneath my arm. Dragging him out of the dumb free Frontier Town.
Was it free?
It's all about killing an hour or 2 hours. It's
But were there any rides that they could enjoy?
No, the train ride was broken.
Okay. Oh my God.
Better off just taking the kids to the beach? I know you don't love the beach, but they would have been fine.
They liked
the
beach. They liked dumpsters.
And
the dumpsters was a 10 when we went there. We went to a park. They had fun. A park. The park was the best time. You could go to a park down the street.
Right. Did you go to Northside Park?
Northside Park is awesome. Yeah.
I told you about that place.
Yeah. That's where Stevie's lacrosse tournament was.
No.
There was a lacrosse tournament going on there. Yeah.
They just want, like, the train would have worked, like, stuff that you get in a fair. Like, if you to go to a fair, they're going to have rides for kids, like the ones that spin around slowly. A mini Ferris wheel.
It was a big dud. Ocean City,
Not a dud. Like, we had fun, but...
You couldn't wait to get out of there?
I was sized for Lancaster when I was leaving there.
That's saying something.
Why, just because it was less people?
I'm telling
something
you.
New.
I bet you they love the park. What was the name of the park you went to again?
Northside Park?
No, the Dutch Wonderland.
Oh, Dutch Wonderland. Yeah,
that's
the
highlight. One of the worst amusement parks
been
ever.
There?
I think my parents maybe took me one time.
Yeah, it's been
open
since the 60s.
Yeah, it's a dump. It's an old dump.
It was old, but it had a lot of charm to it. I actually liked it.
I bet for 3-year-olds, it was great.
I think you need to go back to Lancaster. It's an up and coming city. It looks like it did 60 years ago, but everyone there, you would hate it. Everyone there, it's like an artsy fartsy town. A bunch of hipsters, guys with mustaches.
You going to convert?
Flipped up hats.
You've been in a cult before.
No, we would just stay like in the country and go to like the old country buffet or something. Like that was the name of the restaurant. Like
we did train rides. We did all that. Amish. We went to the Dutch market with all the Amish guys with the bad haircuts.
Yeah.
And they're selling you stuff.
So for the kids, if you pulled your two daughters.
They sound like they liked it better.
They like Dutch Wonderland.
Yeah, of course.
That we
but isn't it a very small, old park?
Yeah, it's pretty small. I mean,
yeah.
But they don't need big roller coasters. They don't need like Whitewater's Rapids. They just need
4 hours in the sun. They're baking.
They just need mini merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels.
I didn't even know you could do 4 hours there.
Did you have the condo up there too?
Yeah. No, a listener named Matt, who brought in, by the way, brought in all these snacks today. They love pretzels up there in Dutch country.
He said it's called Pretzelvania.
Right.
I brought in all the tremendous snacks. He let me stay in his loft. Stayed in the loft with my girls.
Dog?
No, I got rid of Oakland.
What do you mean stay in his loft?
He went to New York City for the weekend, I think, just to let me stay at his house.
And you just stayed in his house while he wasn't there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So weird.
It was weird, but it was
free
awesome.
Lodging all week.
Free lodging all
listeners.
Week. I donked off plenty of cash at all
of
these.
Of course.
You know,
right?
Nickel to dime everywhere you go.
Right.
Of course. You buy cotton candies.
Yeah.
You got to buy two because you got twins. Probably $7 right there. Probably way more than that.
I was sleeping on Lancaster.
You actually, so Lancaster was the highlight.
I would go back there next weekend.
You're kidding.
There's so much to do.
What?
Now, I don't know if I would take, you know, either breweries, all kinds of restaurants.
Uh-huh.
I was charmed.
I haven't been there
in probably
20
years. Line like Ocean City.
I haven't been there in 20 years. We would stay at some, actually, I think there was like a convention center, like Hyatt or something that we stayed at. And they had like golf courses.
I stayed right in downtown.
I think
it's been revitalized.
I never thought about Lancaster.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever.
I can't believe he loved
listeners.
It.
No, our listeners gave the suggestion. And I saw online the Dutch Wonderland for kids that are almost four. I don't know their birthday. They're almost four. Like, that's the type of place. Like, there's a place. I can't even name the town. It's in Montgomery County, like towards Damascus. It's a Nubs amusement park. But for young kids, it's like perfect. Spinning teacups. It's all you kind of need.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's killing time.
Look,
entertaining your kids,
but they have that,
until they fall asleep.
They have that in Ocean City, too. Sure. It's just a
my
billion
life,
people
it's way,
there.
Way more crowded.
In 15 years, my life will be great again. Jason's living his best life. Valdez is playing golf at private clubs on New York City skyline in the background. Mm-hmm. He loves his life.
Mm-hmm.
My life sucks. We're going to Ocean City where I'm with a getting beat around by people. It is what it is. 15 years, I'll be back.
Did you, 15 years?
Yeah.
Did you go, when you went to Ocean City, did you hit beach traffic on the bridge?
No.
You got lucky.
Well, I went on a Monday at like 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So
came back on a Thursday.
That was smart.
All right. Well,
all right, well, you're back.
I mean, overall, how did you grade the vacation?
I survived.
So
C minus.
When did C minus. When Sarah get home?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, she's a long family reunion.
She's gallivanting around.
She just wanted to get away from the
she's
kids.
She's up there for over a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to get like extra credit for all the good daddy work that you did for a week? Do you think she appreciates it?
I'll be in the doghouse by Wednesday night. Yeah, sure.
She tell you she's going to get a carton of milk before she left.
She better come back.
Huh. All right. Well, there you go. There's the drabby recap.
C minus for the entire trip.
I think you should send the guy, you should Venmo the guy a couple $100 for the door. You know what? Send me the picture. I want to see the picture of the damage.
I'll show you.
Yeah. I can't believe the dog bumbled the door.
Well, he brought a monster to the beach.
I know.
Why would you do that?
See,
and
when
he had to. You should have known he was going to be pissed.
When he was talking about this trip, though, I kept saying, EB used to go there every year with his family.
That was the highlight of it for him, yeah. Though.
I know, he used to hate it.
I hated it.
All right, we'll come back with more here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so we're one game into the preseason for the Commanders. They've got the Dolphins next. So I believe that's Saturday night at 7. And then they close it. You'd see your boy Drake May, Bish Box.
Mm-hmm.
They face the Patriots at home on August 25th.
I would think May would play a lot in that game. Well, maybe not a lot.
I think so. They've got four quarterbacks they play.
Maybe not a lot, but certainly more than what he played in the first preseason game.
I think Joe Milton got a ton of snaps.
Yeah.
And apparently he looked good. I read something about the quarterback coach raving about Drake May and how much he's great at almost similar to what they say about Jaden Daniels. He's great processing and going through the reads. But we told you our first impressions. Matt Verderam came on the show and said they could be a surprise team in the NFC, predicted as many as 10 wins. A lot of that's based on Jaden Daniels. But listen to Dan Quinn, the head coach, talk about his young quarterback.
It's an interesting question, checking into it. I thought of Top Gun. Do I have permission to buzz the tower? No Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. And so I think on that one, he wanted to ask for forgiveness and not permission, and then throw, you know, an absolute dime, you know, over the top to Diami to go. So it was a really cool play. I think it probably illustrates for him the awareness and checks and things that go into it. So, yeah, he did not ask for permission, so he went ahead and buzzed the tower anyway. So it was a really cool play.
So I didn't hear the question, so I don't.
Yeah,
I guess I'm just gathering.
Oh, he's asking about him checking out of the play.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And yeah, it's a little unclear whether he had permission, because the way he said it, it almost sounded like he wasn't supposed to check out of it, but he did it anyway.
Right.
So that's what Tom Cruise does in the movie, right? Tom Cruise does it even though he doesn't have permission.
All right, I guess
it works out.
Remember. Right.
I do think it's a little interesting, and you just never know what's true or not, is that we heard that Sam Howell wasn't allowed to check out of many plays, right?
That's what we heard.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing was a disaster. But I don't even want to think about it anymore.
I don't know if I believe that.
Like I said, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
But I think it's encouraging when you see, when you, you know, hear about a quarterback who recognizes a defense, recognizes that a play is not going to work, and then checks to a play that does work.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he had permission or not in a preseason game, maybe in the preseason games they're not supposed to check out of it. I don't know.
Well, listen.
But again, it worked out because it was a beautiful throw, a great catch. Give props to Diami.
He had light pressure. He had pressure, and he kind of, well, he didn't fully step up, but he had pressure right there, right on the outside from the left defensive end.
Yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, give props to Diami, too, because he ran a good route. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a go route, but I mean, he made a good catch.
No, he made a contested catch.
Yeah.
The thing is, it was just, I'm just blown away by what a dime it was. I mean, literally a perfect pass.
That's
a perfect pass.
One of his specialties. I'm not going to say it's his specialty, but it's one of his specialties. You know, one of the criticisms, if you were looking at it before the draft, I can't remember who it was. It was one of these geeky guys who analyzes every route. One of the criticisms was the route tree at LSU was simple. And I do remember they said they ran a lot of goes. I'm going to make up the number. It was like 40% go routes.
Right. And those NFL receivers.
The criticism was trying to say, well, they don't have a complicated route tree. He doesn't have a sophisticated offensive outlook, whatever you want to say. Like he has to face it. But if that's one of your strengths, why wouldn't you accentuate it? You know what I mean? Like he throws a great go ball. And at LSU, he had great receivers. Why wouldn't you do that?
I know Kime talked about it on his pod that he gave Diami a chance to make a play on the ball. And that's what receivers want. Give me a chance. You know what I mean? If it's just give me a chance. And he did.
Now, Diami made a play, and you mentioned this earlier, and we can open it up to callers. Jaden Daniels is always going to be the number one thing you look at when you talk about this draft class.
Mm-hmm.
But Sinnott impressed too. Three catches, 57 yards, it's physical.
Dude, he was dragging guys.
Needed a tight end. You know, Logan Thomas played well when he was healthy, but Sinnott could be a big-time upgrade.
Well, remember, they also didn't have Zach Ertz. And Zach Ertz has looked good by all accounts in camp. Looks healthy,
right.
Looks good. Maybe you're going to get a little fountain of youth from Zach Ertz. So I think the tight ends are good. Sinnott, you know, if given an opportunity, I'm convinced he can do it. I'm convinced he can play.
And you pointed out the others blocked well on Jaden's.
When you draft a tight end who's not really from a passing factory or passing offense, because Kansas State wasn't like that. But, I mean, you draft him in the second round, you really like him.
Right. I thought there was so many bright spots, so many things to be excited about. I thought Brian Robinson looked really good, you know, especially considering they had, you know, 40% of the offensive line not there. Guys playing out of position. I mentioned to you earlier, I was impressed by all the quarter. I wasn't impressed by Mariota, but I've seen Mariota before. I mean, we kind of know what he is. He'll be competent. But I was impressed with Driscoll, who they may end up cutting. Driscoll's an athlete. I mean, we know that because he plays tight end and he's, you know, been able to stick in the league for 5-6 years, just kind of being a survivor. But then Hartman came in. I had very low expectations on Hartman. And Hartman was like a little gamer, a little baller.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with him. So I think our quarterback room is fine. I think our running back room is fine. I think our tight ends are fine. Wide receiver, what if they actually, you know, no one's talking about it, but we had Verdun. He still thinks they're going to trade for Ayuk. He still thinks we're the most likely destination.
He said, well, Washington and Pittsburgh.
Drabby, I don't know what his credentials are in terms of when he makes a proclamation like that, but what if that actually happens?
Well, clearly.
What if the price drops falls out of the sky?
The price is high because teams have dropped out.
Yes, some teams have dropped out.
The Patriots had price too high. Commanders, who knows if they were really in it. Maybe they just answered a phone call.
There was exploratory interest a while ago.
Yes. And probably, look, the closer it gets to the season, maybe they're more likely to drop the price and say, we want to get something, because maybe they see their options as, we could ride it out this season, but he's going to bounce, or we can get something for him.
Or they may say, we can't win a Super Bowl without a legit number two receiver or one. It depends on
if I was San Francisco, I would just ride it out and take the compensatory.
So would I.
Or I'd say.
They drafted the guy in the first round, though, right?
They got Ricky Pearsall.
Maybe they love him.
Well, I'm sure they do. And it's certainly.
But he's not proven.
Right.
Supposedly, I mean, Kyle Shanahan takes a while for him to fall in love with you.
So maybe they feel like, we need Ayuk. We got to Super Bowl because Ayuk had a really good year last year amongst other guys, but they may say, we're just going to ride it out. He's going to probably want to have a really good year to get paid next year by whoever signs him. And then, or maybe they do trade him. I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. I think they should definitely keep him. I think he's also shown his cards by doing the sit-in thing or whatever, you know, by not sitting out.
Right, so he's not getting fined. There.
Yeah, so he's obviously shown he doesn't want to lose money, so he will play. And he's going to be motivated to have a big year, so I would ride it out. And then you could always, if you decide a year later, you know what? We do want to reward the kid. They could always do that in a year.
Correct. Again, they did this exact same thing, kind of, with Debo. Debo wanted to get paid. He said, I want to get traded. They said, we're not trading him. And then they signed him to a pretty big deal.
After the season or before?
It was before the season.
Oh. Well, I'm not convinced they're going to sign him before the season. I think they might just play it out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have no idea. But, I mean, if they want to win a Super Bowl, they need to pay him.
Draft, do you
they
think
need him to be there?
That, our guest that we had on, Matt Burnett, do you think he's plugged in?
I think he's,
or do you think
I
he's
think
guessing?
He's, no, I think he's plugged in, but I also see, I want to give him credit here. He's a Commanders fan. I see him on Twitter all the time. Jay Daniels, MVP on Twitter. He says, according to BetUS account, Commanders are plus 250 to land Brandon Ayuk, even after sources reported that Washington was out of the trade discussions. The Steelers are the favorite at plus 200.
So, I don't think Matt was being outrageous. I brought it up last week. I don't remember the name of the writer, but there was a guy from Pro
Football.
There was a guy. No, there was a guy from Pro Football Network who has the Commanders as a playoff team.
Mm. No, I don't mind that. I'm just talking
Everybody's
about the IU
trying
thing.
To pick
I'm talking
the
about
next
the IU
Houston
thing.
Texans. Okay,
yeah, that's what they're doing. Because, like you said before, there's always four or five or six teams that make.
I
the
I think
playoffs.
The last 3 years it's been six, and seven teams that have made the playoffs that didn't make the playoffs the year before.
But if the I feel like if the Texans didn't happen last year, people wouldn't be rushing to try and make the Commanders the new Texans. Like I don't feel like people would say, oh, a 4-win team to a 10-win team, unless the Texans happened the year before.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not predicting 10 wins. Who knows what can happen?
No, but when you say he's the next CJ Stroud or this team could be the next Texans, you're talking about a team that jumps from 4 wins to 10 wins.
Sure, it's recent.
It's not.
I've mentioned this a bunch before. The Colts were right there, too. So the Colts, if they won their last playoff game, was that against the Texans? I've forgotten. But the Colts, I think, could have been in the playoffs and the Texans would have been out. I'd have to look at the schedule.
Might have been Jacksonville, but I can't remember. But yes, if they win that game, they're in the playoffs.
And they were a terrible team the year before. So teams make jumps. It's not just the Houston Texans.
I just don't look at the schedule and look at it and go, oh, it's just overwhelming. There's just so many guaranteed losers in there. I think there's a lot of winnable games on the schedule if you play well. I mean, I don't know. I like this schedule.
But maybe you didn't say that last year, but you usually look at the schedule and go, we can beat them.
Well,
we can beat them.
I always do that. But there are also games where I go, you know what? That's a guaranteed loser. You know, there are certain games where you just go, you know what? We're going to lose to them. We're going to lose to them. I don't see that this year.
So the Texans won the division last year 10-7
and had a playoff win.
Colts finished 9-8. The last week of the season.
You're right, it was Houston.
Against the Houston Texans, and they won 23-19. So the Colts were right there, and they were coming off, a 4-win season as well. And drafted a quarterback. Now he only played four games. But teams can turn it around quickly. We've gone through this many, many times. We all believe. Look, it remains to be seen. We all believe that the coaching staff has improved. I'm just laying out the possibility. 4 years from now, we could be like, it was just like Ron Rivera.
It just didn't work out.
It's just like Ron Rivera. Failed coach elsewhere. They took a team to a Super Bowl, didn't win it.
But they're not going to be as bad over 4 years as
one would
Rivera's
expect.
Staff.
And we do believe the personnel is better. Defense can't get worse. They're dead last last year. Dead last.
Yeah.
Dude, it's from the top down. The owner's better. The front office is better. The coaching staff is better. There's been an upgrade in talent. Virtually everywhere. They still have holes. Offensive line's a huge question. I think the pass rush overall is still a question. I think you have some questions in secondary. I'm not sure we have a kicker yet. Mm. So, I mean, it's not like they don't have questions, but they're better up and down from the top to bottom.
They are, but that could mean 7 wins, not 10.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
10, you got to be spectacular in most of
this. I'm not predicting 10.
You got, you got nine. Want to prick the 11?
I got him at nine.
For you, for a team to go from four,
an optimistic nine.
For a team to go from four to, let's just say, eight or nine, your quarterback has to have a pretty good year.
Well, he has
pretty
to be,
damn good.
He
year.
Has to be very good.
Yes,
I'm expecting him to be very good.
All right.
Hey, fellas, at University of Maryland Global Campus, a lot of credit is given to adult students who take what they've learned throughout life and use it to learn more. Giving credit where credit is due. It's something that UMGC does on a daily basis. Literally, students can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's degree for prior learning or relevant experience, while graduate students can transfer up to 12 college-level credits toward a master's. Plus, get your application fee waived if you apply by August 29th. To learn how you can earn the credit you deserve to succeed again, visit umgc.edu.
EB, I got to thank one of our sponsors again, Crop Metcalf.
Love Crop Metcalf.
I feel like we've called them 100 times in the last month, all of us combined. But I had a toilet leaking. It was leaking when you flushed it. And they came out and they just, it was a quick fix. It was like one little part. But they came out on Saturday. I called them on Saturday. I said, you know, it's not a, any rush because it only leaks when you flush it. And we just haven't used the toilet, that particular toilet. He goes, oh, no problem. We got somebody coming out right now.
It's not as bad as when Cakes called him out to run water in his drain.
Right.
That's the worst.
Well, I knew I couldn't fix this. But,
that is the worst.
But the Crop came out and fixed the problem.
You know what?
They're awesome.
I'm going to have to call them. I'm going to have to text Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to wait. I went in my shower in my basement. And I rarely use it. And I turned it on. And all of a sudden, I wasn't in the shower yet. And I was getting hit with water over the curtain bar.
Uh-huh.
And it's where the shower head is connected. It's just
spraying.
Out of
is
there.
It spraying?
It's just spraying. And I'm too dumb. I don't know how to fix that.
And try and tighten it
you
up.
You got to get a professional out there.
I need a pro. I don't know what to do.
Did you not even try to tighten it up?
I put my hand over there. I didn't. Okay. I don't know. So I'm just not going to use it. Until I
don't
crop. But I mean, I never really use it that often.
Yeah.
So it's not urgent.
They're the best.
I'm going to wait until they can go like a month or two without us contacting them, which might never happen.
But the fact that I called them or texted Ben and I said, it's no rush, then come out Monday. And he goes, don't worry about it. We got somebody coming out right now.
5-star technician. Boom. Fixed it.
They're awesome.
Hey, coming up in 5 minutes to give you a chance to win some tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We should ask Valdez how his golf trip went.
I know.
He was going to a couple of fancy schmancy golf courses up north.
These three guys all hooked up. All hooked up by Chunky's listeners.
It wasn't a, I guess it was a weekend appearance, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a week-long vacation.
Did you party in the big mansion that you were staying at?
That was the guy's house, Adam.
Yeah.
I have to thank him. I was housed by Adam.
Where was the house?
It's in Rumson, New Jersey.
Okay.
Do you know who else lives in Rumson, New Jersey? I found this out.
Chris Christie.
Saquon Barkley.
Bruce Springsteen has a house in Rumson.
Right.
It's kind of like a beach town. Think of it as Clifton by the water.
Yep.
Derek Jeter has a house. John Stewart has a house.
Oh, so you're saying there's some money in that neighborhood.
That neighborhood's kind of bizarre.
Right.
What's this guy do?
He's a managing partner for a recruiting... He puts people that work in private equity in different jobs.
Okay. Did you ask if he has any jobs for radio guys?
I'm trying to plant the seed to see if I can work on Wall Street after this. But he's a member at Bayonne Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a golf enthusiast, you know that Bayonne is a very premier country club in the New York area. I believe it's 5 miles from Manhattan,
yep.
Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the entire New York skyline from every hole in Bayonne.
Yep.
Bayonne has a, how about this? This is the first club I've ever played at that has a helicopter pad.
Mm.
The membership is very tiny. I think there's less than 100 members there.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it, but it looks spectacular.
It's an invitation-only club.
Mm. Mm. Is it one of those where it can't be your primary club? It has to be like you your secondary?
Yeah. So he belongs to another club that's closer to him. And then,
so is your benefactor. Drab had two benefactors. Jason has benefactors. Is your benefactor also a listener?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Huge listener. Him and his brother are both listeners.
Okay.
A whole family, actually, are a bunch of listeners. And then his brother came up as well. He lives in the Columbia area and golfed with them. We played Ridgewood before. By the way, we played Ridgewood before Bayonne.
Were you? Did you go solo, or did you get to bring another friend?
I went solo. So I wasn't going to bring Wacky. I wasn't going to bring Wacky Jackie just yet.
Right.
I had to feel Adam and Jeff.
Don't you
out.
Feel anxious when you drive to some complete stranger's house by yourself?
Oh, you think I wasn't nervous before? Yeah. I was very nervous.
Right.
We did do like a group chat, group text beforehand, so we could get the feel.
Feel for everybody.
Yes, for everyone.
Their personalities, their jokes.
Yeah, I shared my location with people I know.
Yeah.
Like on your iPhone, it's a feature. You can share your location.
Just in case you die.
Yeah, in case I died, they knew where my body was.
Right.
There is a legitimate 1% chance that I thought I could have been hacked into a billion pieces.
Right.
Crazy donkey.
I really thought about it when I was driving up there. So I went up Saturday morning, left around 4:45, got back. Like around 7:30, 8 o'clock last night.
So awesome.
I know how you feel though.
So
when you
do
just your
New York
the
one
drives.
Club that you played at?
No, we played Ridgewood first.
Okay,
Ridgewood
hosted the 1935 Ryder Cup. Hosted
so they're both
the U.S.
like spectacular
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Venues.
How about Ridgewood? You're not allowed to have your cell phone out.
That's
like that's
a
how.
Show.
Exclusive and private.
Did
it
you
is.
Get to sit down and have like a meal after each round there, or did you? What did you guys
after
do?
After Bayonne, I had a meal that overlooked the Hudson River.
I saw you Instagrammed a picture. Which course was that?
That's Bayonne, the one that has the skyline.
Right.
Beautiful course. Except we couldn't. We felt awkward to have dinner at Ridgewood afterwards, since Adam's brother Jeff stole two towels from the locker room and the attendant caught him.
Oh,
like that day? Or
yeah, that day
he pulled a lurch.
What do you mean the attendant called?
The attendant caught him.
How?
So
there's you a, saw a lot stuffing it in his.
So
bag?
There's a locker room attendant at fancy smanchy clubs.
Yeah,
and he's walking out, and the attendant goes, "Did you just steal two towels?"
Uh-huh.
And he was shocked, and he said, "Yeah, I did."
Huh.
And then walked and then walked out.
Wow.
Which is kind of a show.
Well,
how did they have cameras in there? Or?
No, the attendant literally saw him stuff towels into his bag.
Oh, well, that was sloppy.
I know.
Sloppy.
That's what we were saying. And you know what the worst part is that the next day when we're playing at Bayonne, the head pro goes to Adam and says, I got an email from Ridgewood.
No.
And it says, did one of your guys just take towels from the locker room?
You're kidding.
No, swear to God.
That's,
we're laughing about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, their reputation is poop.
I know.
What's funny is I was going to take a towel from Silverado Resort.
Shocker.
But there was a sign that says,
don't steal towels.
If you steal one, it's $25 on your account.
Really?
Not stealing it.
Deterrent for Jason.
That was enough.
They right. count their towels.
Right. Yeah, I should be doing something different. My brother's coming into town this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So in preparation, we had to buy three new towels just to add to our guest towels. Maybe I should be doing the Jason bit and stick motels.
Go to Jason's house. He's got 100 white towels.
I do. I got a bunch.
He's got all of them.
I don't know how clean they are, but I got a bunch.
All right.
Just wait for the day when somebody gets nabbed, like Valdez's boy.
We got to thank the listeners, though. None of this happens without the listeners.
Yeah,
that's true.
About it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
I'm a slut for golf.
All right. Got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
EB, I got to thank one of our sponsors again, Crop Metcalf.
Love Crop Metcalf.
I feel like we've called them 100 times in the last month, all of us combined. But I had a toilet leaking. It was leaking when you flushed it. And they came out, and it was a quick fix. It was like one little part. But they came out on Saturday. I called them on Saturday. I said, you know, it's not any rush because it only leaks when you flush it. And we just haven't used the toilet, that particular toilet. He goes, oh, no problem. We got somebody coming out right now.
It's not as bad as when Cakes called him out to run water in his drain.
Right.
That's the worst.
Well, I knew I couldn't fix this. But,
that is the worst.
But Crop came out and fixed the problem.
You know
they're awesome.
I'm going to have to call them. I'm going to have to text Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to wait. I went in my shower in my basement, and I rarely use it. And I turned it on, and all of a sudden I wasn't in the shower yet, and I was getting hit with water over the curtain bar,
uh-huh.
And it's where the shower head is connected. It's just flying
spraying.
Out of
is
there.
A spraying?
It's just spraying, and I'm too dumb. I don't know how to fix that.
And try and tighten it
you
up.
Got to get a professional out there.
I need a pro. I don't know what to do.
Did you not even try to tighten it up? Or
I put my hand over there. I didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. So I'm just not going to use it until
don't
I crop. But I mean, I never really use it that often.
Yeah.
So it's not urgent.
They're the best.
I'm going to wait until they can go like a month or two without us contacting them. which might never happen.
But the fact that I called him or texted Ben and I said, it's no rush, then come out Monday. And he goes, don't worry about it. We got somebody coming out right now.
Five-star technician. Boom. Fixed it.
They were awesome.
Hey, coming up in 5 minutes to give you a chance to win some tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We should ask Valdez how his golf trip went.
I know.
He was going to a couple of fancy schmancy golf courses up north.
These three guys all hooked up. All hooked up by Chunky's listeners.
It wasn't a, I guess it was a weekend appearance, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a week-long vacation.
Did like you Jason. Party in the big mansion that you were staying at?
That was the guy's house, Adam. Yeah. I have to thank him. I was housed by Adam.
Where was the house?
It's in Rumson, New Jersey.
Okay.
Do you know who else lives in Rumson, New Jersey? I found this out.
Chris Christie.
Saquon Barkley.
Bruce Springsteen has a house in Rumson.
Right.
It's kind of like a beach town. Think of it as Clifton by the water.
Yep.
Derek Jeter has a house. John Stewart has a house.
Oh, so you're saying there's some money in that neighborhood.
That neighborhood's kind of bizarre.
Right.
What's this guy do?
He's a managing partner for a recruiting. He puts people that work in private equity in different jobs.
Okay. Did you ask if he has any jobs for radio guys?
Oh, trust me, I'm trying to plant the. I'm trying to plant the seed to see if I can work on Wall Street after this. But he has a. He's a member at Bayonne Country Club,
mm-hmm.
And if you're a golf enthusiast, you know that Bayonne is a very premier country club in the New York area. I believe it's 5 miles from Manhattan,
yep.
Lower Manhattan. Mm-hmm. You can see the entire New York skyline from every hole in Bayonne.
Yep.
Bayonne has a, how about this? This is the first club I've ever played at that has a helicopter pad.
Mm.
The membership is very tiny. I think there's less than 100 members there.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it, but it looks spectacular.
It's an invitation-only club.
Mm-hmm. Is it one of those where it can't be your primary club? It has to be your secondary?
Yeah. So he belongs to another club that's closer to him. And then,
so is your benefactor. Drab had two benefactors. Jason has benefactors. Is your benefactor also a listener?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, huge so listener. Him and his brother are both listeners.
Okay.
A whole family, actually, are a bunch of listeners. And then his brother came up as well. He lives in the Columbia area and golfed with them. We played Ridgewood before. By the way, we played Ridgewood before Bayonne.
Did you go solo or did you get to bring another friend?
I went solo.
So
I wasn't gonna bring Wacky Jackie just yet.
Right.
I had to feel Adam and Jeff.
Don't you
out.
Feel anxious when you drive to some complete stranger's house by yourself?
Oh, never you think I wasn't nervous before? Yeah. I was very nervous.
Right.
We did do like a group chat, group text beforehand so we could kind of get the feel.
Feel for everybody?
Yes, for everyone.
Their personalities, their jokes.
Yeah, I shared my location with people I know.
Yeah.
Like when you're on your iPhone, it's a feature. You can share your location.
Just in case you die.
Yeah, in case I died, they knew where my body was.
Right.
There is a legitimate 1% chance that I thought I could have been hacked into a billion pieces.
Right.
Crazy donkey.
I really thought about it when I was driving up there. So I went up Saturday morning, left around 4:45, got back like around 7:30, 8 o'clock last night.
Awesome.
I know how you feel though.
So
when
was
you
it
do
just the one
drives.
Club that you played at?
No, we played Ridgewood first.
Okay,
Ridgewood
hosted the 1935 Ryder Cup. Hosted
so both
the U.S.
like spectacular
oh, yeah.
venues.
How about Ridgewood? You're not allowed to have your cell phone out. Exclusive and private.
Did you get to sit down and have like a meal after each round there, or did you? What did you guys do?
After Bayonne, I had a meal that overlooked the Hudson River.
I saw you Instagrammed a picture. Which course was that?
That's Bayonne, the one that has the skyline.
Right.
Beautiful course. Except we couldn't. We felt awkward to have dinner at Ridgewood afterwards, since Adam's brother Jeff stole two towels from the locker room and the attendant caught him.
Oh.
Like that day? Or
yeah, that day.
He pulled a lurch.
What do you mean the attendant caught
him? The attendant caught him.
How? So stuffing it in his
so
bag?
So there's a locker room attendant at fancy smanchy clubs.
Yeah.
And he's walking out and the attendant goes, Did you just steal two towels?
Uh-huh.
And he was shocked. And he said, yeah, I did.
Huh.
And then walked out.
Wow.
Which is kind of a show.
Did they have cameras in there? Or
no, what? The attendant literally saw him stuff towels into his bag.
Oh, well, that was sloppy.
I know. That's what we were saying. And you know what the worst part is that the next day when we're playing at Bayonne, the head pro goes to Adam and says, I got an email from Ridgewood.
No.
It says, did one of your guys just take towels from the locker room?
You're kidding.
No, swear to God. That's, we're laughing about it.
That's, oh, my God. Yeah, their reputation is poop.
I know.
What's funny is I was going to take a towel from Silverado Resort.
Shocker.
But there was a sign that says,
don't steal towels.
If you steal one, it's $25 on your account.
Really?
Not stealing it.
Deterrent for Jason.
That was enough.
That was enough. They right. count their towels.
Right. Maybe I should be doing something different. My brother's coming in town this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So in preparation, we had to buy 3 new towels just to add to our guest towels. Maybe I should just be doing the Jason bit and stick motels.
Go to Jason's house. He's got 100 white towels.
I do. I got a bunch.
He's got all of them.
I don't know how clean they are, but I got a bunch.
All right.
Just waiting for the day when somebody gets nabbed, like Valdez's boy.
We got to thank the listeners, though. None of this happens without the listeners.
Yeah,
that's true.
About it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
I'm a slut for golf.
All right, got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.